Proclamation number 2202 of January 4, 1942. Arbitrary return to Earth not appropriate. Being conceived in the flesh is a favor that is only granted to the being when it has reached the necessary maturity. A certain state of maturity is therefore a condition for embodiment as a human being on Earth. This state of maturity can now have increased after the end of the time on Earth. It can have remained the same, but there can also be a regression. Accordingly, life after death in eternity is now light, twilight or darkness. The being always receives the reward of its earthly life in the hereafter, but in a different way than the human imagination. The recognition of a failed earthly life is already a certain spiritual progress in the beyond, thus already a hopeful state which the being also experiences as joyful, for as soon as it recognizes the ascent begins, for it then strives to ascend. However, such a being will never want to go through the path on earth again, for it is the same opportunity in the beyond to develop itself upwards by serving with love. Only the state is hopeless where the beings still lack realization. For there is darkness. These beings certainly long to return to Earth, however, not in order to live their failed earthly life once again in a way that is pleasing to God, but they only desire material possessions and therefore predominantly stay close to Earth. It would be completely wrong to allow these souls to embody themselves on Earth again, for they will only strive for higher spiritual development once they have realized that they are still a long way from doing so. They will certainly have to go through a time of purification so that they will come to realization. But the earth is truly not suitable for the being which did not utilize the time of grace, for it would also fail a second time. A re-embodiment is therefore definitely not in God's will, for life on earth is God's grace which the human being can now either utilize as strength or which can also be completely disregarded and thus remain without success for the soul. This is entirely up to the human being's will. But if this will fails, then the being has to bear the consequences and try to make up for the missed time on earth under more difficult conditions, but always in the realm which lies outside of earth. It now also has to acquire the strength which was fully at its disposal in earthly life. God first has infinite patience with the beings, and he also constantly gives them his love. Yet he does not arbitrarily let the souls return to Earth. Instead, he assigns them a new field of activity independent of Earth but corresponding to their previous earthly life. Anyone who has not passed the test of earthly life will have to struggle in eternity to ascend to the height, unless he is granted an extraordinary favor by God in connection with the redemption of erring souls. Amen.